Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Lincoln County Connection. So happy today to have in studio Steve Sparks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Happy to be here.
Well, I have been seeing you around the commissioner's office now for several months, Steve. A pleasure to have you here. What is the Stepping Up Initiative?
Okay. The Stepping Up Initiative is connected to our Lincoln County Jail, really, to make it very simple. In our Lincoln County Jail, like thousands of other jails around the country, we have a high percentage of folks who are incarcerated that have mental health diagnoses, and they have mental health challenges, some more severe than others. But our local jail, as an example, about 35% of the 161 beds in our jail are folks who have mental health issues. And if we take those felons in there, or they might have misdemeanors, there's a compounding effect where the folks with mental health challenges probably stay in jail longer than anybody else. And when we let them out, let's say after 30 days, they have no place to go, and they end up back in jail. I would say 30 or 40 years ago, we took away the infrastructure in our communities to treat the mentally ill. And that's why we're in this issue. And in Lincoln County, as an example, when someone is in the jail with mental health issues, they struggle to get medications, they struggle to get treatment. We let them out, and they have a variety of places they need to go to get help, and they don't know where to go. So the Stepping Up Initiative is a national initiative that was started by the National Association of Counties, NACO, the Council of State Governments, Justice Center, and the American Psychiatric Association Foundation. It's a big public-private partnership that is looked into what we need to do. So all the counties in America have been asked to sign up for this. So on October 5th, Lincoln County, as an example, passed a resolution to launch the Stepping Up Initiative. And this was way last summer that I started meeting with Commissioner Hall. And by the way, it is just great working with Bill Hall. We've been a great team since then. We've accomplished a whole lot. So when that was passed, we were ready to look at execution in 2017. And there's three pieces to that Stepping Up Initiative that are really critical. The first piece of it that we're kind of moving into right now, we expect to have it finished during the first quarter, is called the Sequential Intercept Map, which allows us to do some process mapping for the county to connect all the dots between the criminal justice system and our healthcare system, our hospitals, nonprofits in the community who help support our less fortunate population. And then the second part of it.
And Steve, let me jump back there. So kind of like a flow chart, maybe?
Yeah, a flow chart. It's a matrix. Know? See, we have pieces of the puzzle all over Lincoln County. So we have a lot of spokes, and we have to get those spokes connected to the wheel. Mm-hmm. And the sequential intercept mapping process, which is sanctioned, it's approved by the Stepping Up Initiative leadership team, is the way we get there. It allows us to build the collaborations we need, the partnerships we need. And we're not just by ourselves here in Lincoln County. We do have a tri-county relationship with Samaritan Health Services and the Coordinated Care Organization. So a lot of my work is looking into the business structures of Samaritan Health Services and how the Coordinated Care Organization works so we can connect the dots there. Mm-hmm. So we're having meetings on a tri-county basis. We've got Linn County, we've got Benton County, and we've got Lincoln County. We all work together. Lincoln County is not isolated. So a lot of my work is outreach. A lot of my work is about the business structures and developing a mm-hmm. business plan to make all this work.
Well, you'd said the sequential intercept mapping. And sorry to interrupt you there, but what, is
that's
the,
all right.
What was the second thing? You were
well, the second
to?
Thing that is really critical, and this goes to the infrastructure challenge that we have in our community, we need a transitional housing plan. Mm-hmm. In other words, when we have someone who suffers, like a homeless population in Lincoln County is pretty serious. And a lot of those homeless folks, and there are a lot of them that are veterans as well, and I, you know, I'm very focused, I'm a veteran from the Vietnam area, and I care about that issue a lot, need to have some treatment. So they if they commit a crime like urination on the street or something like that, they get cited for that, and they have mm-hmm. to get to court, and they have to go through all these administrative things so that they stay out of jail. And a lot of them wind up in jail, and they stay there. Or when we let them out, it's like, what do I do now?
Sure.
You know, where do I go? How do I get connected to housing and all that? So we need to create in Lincoln County, and other counties are doing this, like Yamhill County, Multnomah, Washington, Clackamas, counties all over America have started this process to create that same infrastructure so that we can keep folks out of jail. We can give them the appropriate help, the appropriate treatment, and help them get back on their feet.
Talking to Steve Sparks, we're talking about the Stepping Up Initiative. Steve, we'll be back in just a moment, and thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us today on Connections. In the studio, we have Steve Sparks. Stepping Up Initiative is the work he is doing in Lincoln County. Now, Steve, you'd sort of peeled back the onion here of the Stepping Up Initiative. You talked about that intercept mapping, also how we need housing. And there's another piece to it, too. You want to highlight that?
Yes. The folks in your audience probably have heard about mental health first aid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a topic of discussion that's becoming more and more popular. And Lincoln County is highly focused on mental health first aid with its partners like Oregon Coast Community College, Samaritan Health Services, and our own public health organization. So we're doing a lot of work to launch mental health first aid. Mental health first aid is really the next generation or the next step in the first aid component. Mental health first aid is important because it's connected to the transformation of our healthcare system in general. It's only been recent that we've started integrating mental health with our hospitals, with our clinics, and I know from my own personal experience, having some mental health issues of my own, I can walk into the Depot Bay Clinic, as an example, and visit with Dr. Jerry Flaming. And Jerry Flaming is well informed when it comes to mental health mm-hmm. issues. So they tie both of them together. You can go over to some hospitals in Lebanon, as an example, and they have a whole psychiatric care unit integrated. It's kind of a pilot program. So our whole healthcare system, if you look at Oregon Health Authority and if you look at all the things that are going on in the mm-hmm. Counties and the kinds of projects that Commissioner Hall is involved in, there's a huge, and Samaritan Health Service, huge emphasis on understanding mental health and how it affects our healthcare in general. Mm-hmm. So it's all coming together in mental health first aid. Is a program that allows us to educate ourselves and the public on how to help people who are struggling with a mental health issue instead of ignoring them. Mm-hmm. It gives us those, we don't diagnose. I just became a mental health first aid adult trainer.
So you're,
I was certified.
You can be an instructor now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm, in fact, my first training is coming up on January 27th with Oregon Coast Community
awesome.
College. Samantha Schaefer from our public health organization is working with me. I'm going to see her right after this.
So,
we're preparing
for
it.
So you and Sam are going
yeah,
to
Yeah, we're
going to
do
that.
And that's my first one, so I'm kind of nervous. I'm glad Sam is working with me,
oh,
let me tell you.
Great.
So we're launching this in Lincoln County and the Tri-County basis. So it's a huge collaborative effort that's very important to our future so that we have mental health first aid here 20 years from now when Some of us are not here anymore.
Speaking of that, so is this going to be you training other trainers, or will this be the one that's offered to the public?
Well, there's two parts to it, more than two parts, but basically two parts.
Yeah.
We offer mental health adult training. It's an eight-hour course.
Okay. And, the one-day class.
A one-day class, okay. And we do it for veterans, we do it for children, we do it for seniors. You know, so there's different approaches depending on the audience. And then in the case of Oregon Coast Community College, they want to become engaged as an educational institution in mental health first aid. So that's the sustainability advantage of having the college get involved. In the Lincoln County School District is becoming more and more engaged in this. So we get those institutions connected to mental health first aid, and it's going to be here 20, 30, 40 yeah. years from now. It's going to be part of our culture in schools.
So, but we got a couple things going on, just so the listeners see that there will be an opportunity next month to take mental health first aid here in Lincoln County. Right.
Well, there are opportunities that are rolled out different than the Oregon Coast Community College one. We're training the staff at Oregon Coast, so that's
just
a closed session.
Clear here. Okay.
Okay. I'm glad you asked me about that. So we do closed trainings as well. This one is an example, but there have been public trainings. And so there are many. I think there's been some 170, 200. People trained in our county so far. There's been about 9,000 or 10,000 trained in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a hole in across America. Mental health first aid has really taken hold.
Okay, so great. A point here. If you're interested in listening to us and want to take the mental health first aid training, Google mental health first aid. But if you're an organization and you're listening to us and want to involve a greater scope of your staff, you have these larger opportunities.
That's correct.
Okay. Steve Sparks, Stepping Up Initiative. We'll take another break. Come back and let's talk somewhat today, too, about what drives you, Steve. Stay with us. We'll be back on Connections. Yes, we're back with Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller here with Steve Sparks, Stepping Up Initiative. Our objective to reduce mentally ill individuals in jails, but you know, a lot bigger picture stuff is going on here too, Steve. I really feel like we are identifying the mental health needs of our community in a bigger way, in a deeper way.
That's right.
And you had mentioned that. Are you guys going to be providing organizations mental health first aid training on a larger scale? But I mean, you're really embarking in a larger context here too, coming up with what all of the sheriff department?
Yeah, well, the Sheriff Landers made a very early commitment when he came into office last year to have a laser beam focus on mental health first aid.
Yeah.
And so we've been working with the sheriff's office, and they're going to launch about two trainings, eight-hour trainings, and that's a public safety component in mental health first aid. We have well over 100 public safety employees in Lincoln County, including within the sheriff's office. So they've put together a whole training. They've integrated this into their training program for the long term. So I've got the sheriff on my training schedule for two eight-hour trainings for March, and so they'll be going into April, May, June, July, and the goal is to train up all the public safety employees in Lincoln County, because they'll be invited to the same training. They'll have a yeah. certain amount of sheriff department folks there, and then others will come in. So that's another organizational-type training that's
yeah.
very, very important to us in Lincoln County and everywhere.
Well, you know, I've had the mental health first aid training. Found it super valuable, especially identifying somebody in crisis. So it's good. And our listeners, please Google mental health first aid training. Look for a training that is in our area or close to our area. They're going on all the time. Steve, there's so many dimensions to what you're doing, and I appreciate the work you are doing. I would like to just take a few moments to talk about what drives your passion. And I know that there's a lot there. But where did it all begin for you?
Well, it really began with me in my childhood. I was born in 1946, July 1946, which was 1 year after my father returned from World War II. Mm-hmm. I'm a military kid, a brat, a Navy brat. And back then, we had very little knowledge of mental health. And matter of fact, when my dad returned from World War II, injured morally and emotionally, he was just told, like thousands of other sailors and at that time, go home and forget about it. Hmm. Well, as we know now, as a society, wow. You don't forget about this stuff. Yeah. So we have a whole generation of boomers who have lived through domestic violence, lived through profoundly dysfunctional circumstances at home, military families and others. It's much bigger than the military in our society because mental health is just not something to talk about. So I lived with this challenge until I was 64.
Yeah.
Struggled with it. And then I wrote my book. I researched and went and revisited my family. And I have a whole different perspective now after publishing my book 6 years mm-hmm. later. I love my parents. I'm not angry anymore. Much of the forgiveness and healing that I feel and the peace of mind that I feel today at age 70 is from going back and revisiting my family circumstances. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. I might not be here at all. And if I was here without this, I'd still be angry. And sure. I don't think we need to be angry as we age. And there's a lot of folks that get a great deal of value out of revisiting their family experiences, and especially in the context of healing.
Well, and I feel like what you're doing is kind of a similar thing at another level up with Lincoln County, which is let's look at what's not working here.
Absolutely.
And let's start the healing
yes.
on organizational levels.
Right. So it's a work in progress. So what motivates me, Casey, is to keep doing this. That's why I don't sit at home and watch CNN.
Yeah.
I can play a lot of golf. I can go on a lot of adventures with my wife, Judy. And we have a lot of fun. But part of my life is working. Working. I'm very passionate about this topic, very passionate about trying to help Commissioner Hall. It's an honor to serve. Okay? It's an honor to serve. And I feel very happy and good about it. It's a continuation of a healing journey, really.
Well, Steve, I appreciate so much having you here on the radio show today. If people want to find out more about the Stepping Up Initiative, of course, they could Google Stepping Up Initiative.
Well, it's on our website.
And yes, the Lincoln County website has kind of a portal for where things are going with the Stepping Up Initiative right now on the county website. Steve, are you online anywhere?
Let me give your audience Stepping Up. Step Up. Oh, my website is survivethriveptsd.org.
Okay. And I'm going to have to stop you there, Steve, because we've just got a couple of seconds. Thank you. We'll have you back on the program. Thanks for listening.